Lord, the enemy this morning, what's about to happen in this church, I know what's about to happen. A message that I'm about to teach that probably you never heard for in your life. And I think it's going to turn your life so much in one moment. It will change things for you so fast that it's almost unbelievable what's about to happen to you this morning. And the enemy knows that. In understanding the gospel of grace and the word of grace and the dispensation of grace, unmerited, unearned, and undeserved, but by the finished work of Christ, he earned it, he deserved it, and he merited it. And every believer in this house or around the world hearing my voice, you in Christ. Christ have earned it for you. Christ have deserved it for you. And Christ have merited it for you. That's why in Christ, it makes a difference. All right? Now, you may be seated. Open your Bibles or two, open it. First in John's Gospel. And in the Pauline epistle in Romans chapter 8. John's Gospel chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read these scriptures, then I'm going to give you the subject. I'll give you the subject right now so you can get ready for it. And you have to listen because this is a new, deeper dimension of the new covenant. Receiving the grace of no condemnation. It may not sound so powerful to you, but it's one of the most powerful thing that you're going to hear from the finished work of Christ. Receiving the grace of no condemnation. Now let's make sure we're on the same page. Condemnation means to declare to be wrong. If Satan can declare that you're wrong, your prayers and your Bible scriptures and your confession of the word is going to be invalidated. Condemnation means to convict of guilt. There's nothing to be guilty of as a believer, for Christ has paid for it all. You just got to step back into your righteousness. I say step back into your righteousness. When you miss it, step back in your righteousness because it's a grace from God. Condemnation also means to sentence jurisdictionally. Other words, Satan have condemned believers for so long and judged believers for so long. He has kept believers on certain levels and told them because they had a weakness or a shortcoming, they can't go no higher. Condemnation means to pronounce unfit. A time that Satan, when you're at the verge of a breakthrough, you're at the verge of a vision coming to pass. You're at the verge of a dream being fulfilled. And Satan trip you and tell you you're unfit. And you give up your dream and give up your vision. And then you'll be going to repent and praying for hours and hours. And then you lose contact with that vision. To declare forfeited, stamp it, that is forfeited by your shortcoming and by your mistakes and by your incapability. So the synonym for this word condemnation is blaming. Satan plays the blaming game. Accusation. How many know about that? Accusation. Another word, synonym word for condemnation is damnation. He tried to bluff you as a believer that you're going to hell. He can't send you to hell. And then Satan, another aspect of that word is disapproval. Down and out. He feeling defeated, doomed, judgment. So this word, when I say that we are this morning going to deal with receiving the gift of no condemnation, we're saying that you can't be declared wrong, you can't be convicted of no guilt, but Jesus paid for your guilt. All you have to remember is one single thing: walk in your righteousness. Walk in your righteousness because of what Jesus did, not what you're doing. Okay, now what I found out, and this I understand about the body of Christ, here's what I understand about the body of Christ. The majority of the body of Christ aims to please God. They just have to have the ammunition. In other words, the revelation of how to do it. The body of Christ, you don't have a whole lot of people in the body of Christ looking for sin. See how Satan pull that? Like, I know about pastoring this church. I know about pastoring this church. Most of the people in this church, and a high majority of the people in this church, want to live for God. You might have one out of 35 trying to be slick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using a hypothetical number. Might not have that number. That ratio might not even be. I want to say 100% of us want to live right. And so because of that, sin will have no dominion over believers who love God, especially now when we come to the grip with this fact or this grace factor that Satan cannot condemn me. This world cannot condemn me, and heathen folks cannot condemn me. I'm a person of no condemnation. No guilt, no judgment, no punishment. Now, listen, in Christ, say in Christ. In Christ. See, it's not the validity of your ability. You follow me? But it's because you're in him. And Satan have tried to hide that from us and try to make us believe that we have to work out our soul salvation. And the word, that's the scripture about that, but that's not what he's talking about. There's a work we do, but the work come after the fact. Remember Jesus talked about the greater work in John 14:12? That's evangelism. That's witnessing to people, laying hand on the sick, and the sick being healed. That's the type of work we are called to. So in reading these two scriptures here in John, we have the face of the eagle. In each gospel, you got a face. In Mark, you got the face of the ox, meaning a servant. In Matthew, you got the face of a lion, meaning that Jesus is a king. And he's talking to the Jews in Matthew. In Luke, you got the face of a man. He's the Son of Man. But in John gospel, you have the face of an eagle. And what it means is prophetic eyesight. Prophetic seeing. John talked prophetically. John seen prophetically. That's why he didn't start out with a genealogy. He said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He started out with God. Started out with Jesus. And so we're reading from that gospel with prophetic vision. That you can have the insight and spiritual sight of your no condemnation position. When the pressure come on and you can't handle it no longer, say, Jesus did it for me. What? So here this woman, here's these religious mafia, the Pharisees, and we have them in the church, you know, they. And all of us, to a certain degree, I believe I was blown to the mafia. Because we're finding fault with everybody. You know, every little thing, a cigarette or a can of beer, any little thing, just judge them, send them to hell and tell them they don't love God. And who are you to do that? And so as we learn the gospel of grace, we get off this judgmental thing and trying to help people. And so the religious mafia brought this woman and she had committed adultery. I know she going to hell. She had committed adultery, and they brought her to Jesus. And they were working with the law. The law says she should be dead. But Jesus spoke grace word to her. And I believe the woman never committed adultery again. I want to go into this story when you get to the 11th verse. I read a devotional with this in it. John 8:11, after all the accusers had left. We look at the 10th verse. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. See, he got rid of all the accusers. They say he without sin can't. So they left. He said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers or condemners? That word is the same word as condemned. Has no man condemned thee? Now, at that point, I read that what Jesus was doing is giving her a word of grace and then giving her the opportunity to say no condemnation. Because there were none left to condemn her. They all left. Now, the one who was not able to condemn her tried to condemn her. He who could have condemned her didn't condemn her. Right? See that? Okay, so now, in the 11th verse, she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, are you with me? What did he say? Now, never get that backwards. The church got that backwards. Go and sin no more, and I won't condemn you. Y'all, half of y'all missed that. Yeah, we want them to go and sin no more first. Then come back, and we're not going to condemn you. After you stop sinning, come back. No, then no condemnation stopped the sinning. You tell a person, Jesus still love you. Yeah, you made a mistake, but Jesus still love you, and Jesus and God and Jesus took that mistake for you. Go and do that no more. But you see how bad we had it? We had it where if you stop sinning, come back, and we'll stop condemning you. Backwards, isn't it? Backwards. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now I'm saying, and I'm believing, and I'm understanding this by the Spirit of grace, that unconditional love that Jesus had shown to this woman, words of grace that he had spoken to her, unearned, you don't deserve this, you didn't earn this, you're unmerited because of what you did, but because of me, I want you to go with no condemnation. All right, turn to Romans chapter 8. Then get your pen ready because I'm going to give you my fact sheet. Fact sheets on this text. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Hello. Y'all over the choir didn't sing? Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Get over it. Grow up. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
Not later.
Now.
Now. There is therefore now. It's a present tense fact. Like I said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In Hebrews 11 and 1. This is a now factor. This is a present tense fact. There is therefore now no condemnation. Say no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Now you see, if you stop there, there is therefore now no condemnation to them. If you stop there, then you'll be in trouble. See, if you stop there is therefore now no condemnation to them. You stop right there, then we're in multitude of problems. You see, because Satan knows that. But if we get in position, we get our conscience in position and recognize that this is because of him. See, highlight no condemnation. No condemnation and in Christ Jesus. Because those are the facts and points that we need to see here. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to take this verse apart another way. I know we've taken away about what you're in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. And but after the Spirit. You see that? All right, now y'all, it's a brand new ball game. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit showed me another angle on this verse. Because, first of all, they say that not after the flesh, not in the Spirit. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit is not in the regular manuscript. Okay, but I won't leave it in there this morning because the Lord showed me something. All right. Now, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the Spirit but after the flesh. All right, the Holy Spirit showed me not me walking. At the end, that voice, when it comes to the close of that voice, not after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The Holy Spirit took me out of that verse for that part. And let Christ have it. You didn't get it. See. And I'll show it to you more clear. Christ never walked after the flesh. He always walked in the Spirit. If I am walking in him, even my mistake can't take me in the flesh. Because I'm positioned in Christ, you see. Therefore, there's no condemnation in my life because of Christ. So see yourself. We often we took the whole scripture and parted out of the manuscript, but then on the other hand, we're talking about Jesus here. When I say I have no condemnation, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus took my mistakes, past, present, and future. Jesus, now I'm gonna show you something else that's gonna be a blessing to you to follow this. Look right down in the third verse of this eighth chapter. There's a law in the second verse, powerful law of the Spirit. But look in the third chapter. For what the law could not do. See, for what the law could not do, it's very important, you understand that? Because that'll make you switch to grace. I won't be messing with nothing, can't do nothing. I don't want to mess with a God who comes to something he can't do. And you see, what the law did put us in that holding position that this can't be done. We can't live without condemnation because we're riding on our keeping the law. So a whole lot of things going to happen to your life now because when you're trying to keep the law and try to do it yourself, you come up on so many impossibilities. Even though you say I'm using my faith, but it still don't happen. Because Satan holding that deceptive condemnation on you and making you believe that you don't deserve it and you don't deserve it, but you do deserve it. Look at somebody next to him and tell them Christ made a difference in my life. See, and so when you rightly divide this word now, you're going to see something. You're going to see something. There's some breakthroughs here. Now, why is this? The third verse. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. Now, watch this. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And what happened? 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 And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. For me. Say for me. So that's why there's no condemnation in my life because Jesus condemned. Now, you probably never heard a message of receiving the grace of no condemnation. Now, Now let's look at the fact sheet here on this and some of the things that are going to transpire in your life because of this. Today the Holy Spirit will stop the lordship of condemnation in the church. Today the Holy Spirit will stop the lordship of condemnation in the church or in the believer or in someone who have been taught properly to understand that there's no condemnation for me because I'm in Christ. And Christ took all my condemnation at Calvary on the cross. So I'm qualified to be blessed at all times. Secondly, the grace factor in this text, a new breed of believers arising and living condemnation free. A new breed of believers. Now, I understand I've been studying and praying and seeking and finding, and everybody is not going to have the mushy feeling about this like I got it. But it's the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's going to help you. He's going to give you a mushy feeling, if that's the right word. You find out how great this is. Maybe this third one will help you see how great it is. Now, these are just my fact sheet. I haven't started giving my outline yet. A new fuel, F-U-E-L, fuel of confidence and courage will be released today. A new fuel of confidence and courage. You see, confidence and courage take the place of condemnation. What have happened in the church, condemnation took the place of confidence and courage. See, but some way we thought we had to do it on our own. Some way we thought we had to have enough faith to do it. If I just can get enough faith, I can do this. Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the sycamine tree and it will obey you, pluck up and be cast in the sea. See, you have the faith. How you gonna believe if you don't have faith? It took faith and grace to be saved. Right? A new fuel, say it, a new fuel of confidence and courage is released in my life today. Next time I face it, I'm going to be bold. Whatever it is. Hello. Hallelujah. Condemnation is a container of deception for the enemy, who am to rob us out of our position in Christ. Let me give it to you again now. Condemnation is a container of deception. Don't look for this in no book. For the enemy who am to rob us of our position in Christ. You listening? Get ready for this one. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. I don't know how you're going to do it, but brace yourself. The accuser and the abuser will be stopping your life today. I wish y'all would praise the Lord. The accuser, say it, the accuser and the abuser will be stopped in my life today. Forever. So happy for you. I'm happy for myself. My wife and I was eating breakfast this morning. I've been doing this for 38 years. We got to ask Audrey about a date. The pastorship I know is with 38 years. I've been in ministry 40 years already. But we've got to get that date straight for when I went to Mount Zion. She just told you? When is it? What the day is? 23rd. Somebody said the 22nd. You one day behind. Day the 23rd. So on the 26th, I was installed. So I've been pastoring for, that'd be 38 years, honey? 38 years, and I've been in ministry 40 years already because it was February, 40 years of ministry. And my eyes being open to things, still being open. And it's so good. Now, you really need to hear me now. You listening? Huh? I love you unconditionally. I'm so glad I can love my congregation unconditionally. Because, you know, I was trying to find, what the matter with them, you know? But we just all got shortcomings. That's what the problem is. But then when I find out that God covering us, and God, it don't mean people love it, don't love God because they miss it. Now, you're going to have to believe me, Anthony. I'm about to say something. You're going to have to believe me as your pastor. You're going to believe me as an apostle. Listen, this is a word. Your victories that have been on hold will be loose today. Things you've been praying about, things you've been confessing about, things you've been seeing in visions and dreams, things you've been called to do, things that God have said to you, things that you have heard from heaven and they haven't come to pass. Today is the day that they start coming to pass. For you come from under the umbrella of condemnation, under the umbrella of confidence and courage. Lord, have mercy. Foundationally, sit down, okay, open your Bibles, foundation, I'm going to tell you where to open it. Foundationally, I got to go through here to really substantiate or put a foundation under the revelation that God is aiming to bring us in. I might cry this, you know, don't feel sorry for me, please. And I'm just glad I don't have to condemn people no more. That I can love people unconditionally. No matter what their shortcoming is. You know why that girl sings so well this morning? That girl knows she looked at me. She saw me. She saw a different man. She was singing one day. She looked over there and saw a different man. She saw a pastor different, that he loved her unconditionally. So her gift came out. Guilt left and guilt came. When guilt leave, guilt come. When guilt leave, gifts come. Three things we have to read to foundationalize this. Acts 20:24, we got to read this. Acts 20:32. And then Ephesians 3:2. We've got to read those things because we're talking about the gospel of grace, the word of grace, and the dispensation of grace. Dispensation of grace. So let's read Acts 20:24. Ready? But none of these things move me. Come on. Come on, go ahead and read it. Neither count I myself dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry. All right, now, I got some more places that the gospel of grace is mentioned, but I'm not going to use it today. I'm going to give it to you probably next Sunday. Now, let's go to Acts 20:32. All right, now watch. And now, brethren, come on, I commend you to God and to what? And to what? What about it? All right, what happened if you don't have it? You're not going to be properly built up, and you're not going to walk properly in your inheritance. Right? All right, now go to Ephesians 3 and 2. Ephesians 3 and 2. Let God speak and every devil be silent. If you have heard, come on, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, hold it. See, that's a dispensation. This is a dispensation we're living in. If we're trying to live by the law now, we're going to lose. And to a certain degree, as the Apostle Paul, the Apostle of Grace, and I believe that's why God called me in the apostleship to bring the message of grace back into the church. You need an anointing to do that, boy, because they got some traditional baboons out there, man. They'll fight you to the end if they didn't think he was David. Are you following me? So if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, come on, which is given me to you what? Now, I want you to look at a couple of other verses that might give you a better understanding, because when I started opening up this no condemnation, I want you to be ready for it. Look at verse 5 of Ephesians 3. Verse 5 of Ephesians 3. Well, y'all on a ball back there today. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit. Now go to the 7th verse. The 7th verse. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of. Now just for go back to Ephesians 3:2. I think it's the East English Standard Version. You got that back there, the English? ESV. All right. Assume that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. Go to the 7th verse now. Go to the next verse, the 5th verse, in that same standard. Which was, that's it? Which was not made known to the sons of man in other generation, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Now go to the last verse, go to the 7th verse, and then we're going to go to work. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace. See, that's the gospel of grace, which was given me by the working of his power. I just want you to see that. Now, as a matter of introduction now, real introduction on this message. All of that was just to get you ready for to hear what the Spirit of God want to say to you. This is an offer of no condemnation. This is an offer that cannot be refused. Listen, you write in, it is a gift from God through Christ and the finished work of the cross that most of God's children do not know exists. I know I was one to the point I didn't know it completely. I knew I got little sprinkles of it, but this thing is so strong and so powerful. It is changing my life, changing my family, changing my ministry. It's just changing everything. Changed the way I look at people, changed the way I minister to people. Now listen, because you can't hear everything. You're listening. It is this no condemnation. It is a gift from God. You heard that? Yes. Through Christ and the finished work of the cross. That's why he paid for it, that you see. Yes, that most of God's children do not know exists. They're condemned. Many in the church are condemned. They made mistakes. They are still wearing that same condemnation. I've heard people carrying condemnation for 20 years. But the Spirit of God said, but today you are about to move into another powerful part of your relationship to your Father. You know, Bob, you've been with me all these years. A powerful relationship, mine, of your relationship to your father. Listen, Satan desires to control you through condemnation. Whoa. Did you hear that? How many of y'all heard that? Satan desires to control you through condemnation, through your weakness, through your mistake, through your shortcoming. Don't let him do it. And then I heard the Lord say, tell you, stop condemning yourself. What? You heard that? Stop condemning yourself. Stop receiving condemnation from other people. And know this as a fact, that Satan can't condemn you. Wow. Wow. Let's go to John Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus preached about himself, declaring he is the gift of no condemnation. Here's how he did that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, right, but have everlasting life. How many of y'all got everlasting life? Well, how do you think you can go to hell then? How you think you can do something bad enough to go to hell if you got everlasting life? Either you have it or you don't have it. Amen. Satan can't take eternal life from you. The Bible says, Jesus said, no man shall pluck him out of my hand or receive something. No man shall pluck him out of my hand. My Father's hand greater than mine, he said. Now, 17, I need the 17, I'm going all the way to the 19th verse. Jesus preached about himself, declaring he is the gift of no condemnation. You got that? Yes. Jesus is the gift of no condemnation. Amen. All right, now, for God sent not his son in the world, oh, look at this, all sucky now. And for God sent not his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. There we see Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit is not in the condemnation business. They are in the what? Saving business, loving business, forgiving business, building up business, turning around business. Everything but condemn. The gospel of condemnation must go. You know, such gospel, you know. Keep going. Go on to the 18th verse, because they need to see more. He that believes on him. Somebody get up and do a little dance on that one. Man, yeah, I don't care. Somebody do something up in here, man. Look at that. Oh. Let the word speak and everybody else be silent. Put it back up there. Don't take it down. Let them dance. He that believes on him is not condemned. How many of y'all believe on him? But he that believeth not is condemned. Already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten. So the only way you can be condemned, you don't believe. Sit down, I'm going to ask you a question. Last time you made a mistake, did you still believe? Or the last time you made a mistake, you stopped being a believer and went over that major mistake and then come back to be a believer? So he says, he that believeth in him is not condemned. How in the world we let the enemy pull that off so long? We were preaching law, that's why. We were trying to be judges, that's why. We was the condemners. Satan ain't need to condemn nobody. We condemned them. Go to the 19th verse. I'm teaching better than y'all shouting. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and men love darkness. I don't love no darkness. Who in y'all love darkness? I don't love no darkness rather than light, because their deed was evil. Not a person in your love darkness. No. You believe? How many believers we got in here have accepted Christ in their heart? And you don't love no darkness because that light keep coming on the inside of you. But this old perverted gospel, this gospel is the one that caused God people not to be bold and not to be strong and not to have dominion like they should, because you're going to make some mistakes. I'm not giving you no license mistake. You don't need no license, because you got a human body and there's no license of sin. You put grace in your heart, you're not. Grace will teach you to walk above sin. It's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. It's not no damning gospel lead God, people to repentance. You can't change people by telling them how bad they are. You got to tell them how good Jesus is, and how good God is, and how much God loved them. God loved you unconditionally. How many like this kind of preaching? It's the real preacher. This is the real preacher. I'm telling you right this. The Holy Ghost going to hit this place in a few minutes. I'm going to shut up in a few minutes. The Holy Ghost going to hit this place, because the Spirit of God endorsed this, partner. This is the gospel that the Spirit of God wants his people to hear. He wants his children to come from under all that bondage and load that Satan tried to put on them. I want to preach you, God. I'm going to preach a sermon on God's unconditional love. Now listen. Let me get to where I was, because I want you to get this. So you see what Jesus preached, no condemnation. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 8. To understand righteousness and conviction, the Holy Spirit reveals his part of his assignment. Let me get it right. To understand righteousness and conviction, the Holy Spirit reveals part of his assignment. Now, yes, part of this is a scripture we've got messed up for so many years. We've got to straighten this scripture out today. We've got to straighten it. I'm going to turn to it in my Bible. I'm going to turn to it and invest in it now, because we've got to get this straight, man. John 16. Oh, my goodness. This is a scripture here that the devil been using to condemn us. But we're going to straighten it out this morning. And when he has come, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will reprove the church of sin, the believer of sin, the Christian of sin. Who is the world? Not me. I'm a believer, me. So he ain't talking to me. I'm past that test. Have you passed that test? I've accepted Christ, me. Huh? Don't be ashamed. Put your hand up. See, that condemnation called him when you act like that something, and you got something in your life that's not working right, you know? You got him. You hold your hand up high enough, that mess will be cleared up in a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. The church getting set free. Glory to God. Glory to God. The church coming out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put that scripture back up. You see, verse 7 tells us who we're talking about. We need to see verse 7. Verse 7 tells us who he's talking about. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. Jesus talking, for if I go not away, the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. So he departed. And he sent him. So he started doing some stuff. Go back to the 8th verse now. Holy Spirit, start doing some stuff. There's a deliverance verse we're going to read in this chapter. That I believe some people in this house and watching by internet are going to get delivered. There's a deliverance in this. There's a deliverance here. But if study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the reason that we charismatic, we word of faith people, and we full gospel people, and church of God in Christ, not all, but most of us, cannot divide the word of truth right because we miss grace. We're so busy telling people how wrong they are when we should have been telling people how right they are in Christ. You know, I know this is not too kosher, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't need you praying for me. Don't pray for me. I'm going to say it anyway. Listen. That woman come to that well, she had had five husbands, five men. It wasn't her husband. And I got a revelation. She left her whole bucket at the well. God give her another bucket. He didn't condemn her. He got her saved. He didn't talk about you got to stop all this. Now, you know, he just revealed to her what she had and then said, I got some water. If you take a drink of this water, you'll be a whole no more. You know, because I got to kind of cut in preaching, got to kind of talk to y'all a little bit and say, why he said that in church? My Jesus. But it gets your attention, bro. If you drink enough of that water, you'll quit everything. What? You keep drinking. Keep on drinking. You drink that water, you'll quit everything. You'll start living right. You'll start giving God the praise and the glory. You drink enough of that water, it turns into rivers. Here's what the Spirit is saying. Here's what the Lord said in the Spirit. Now you're really going to be able to flow. Now your fight going to turn into a rest. Because you do not have to fight no more. Your job from this day forward is to rest in me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise for that. Rest in me. Rest in me. Rest in the Lord. Thank you for your rest. Say it. We couldn't get to that rest because of the perversion of the gospel of coming to church and trying to get saved again. I'm not trying to get saved no more. I'm already saved. Show me what I have. Show me how powerful I am in Christ. How powerful the Holy Spirit is in me. How powerful the Word of God really is. How powerful is this new covenant? How powerful is grace, mercy, goodness, love. Let me leave here with something on me. Man of God, cover me while I'm here. Help me while I'm here. Korabashata. Sit down a moment. Let me try to get through this voice here. Go to the night voice. The night voice. John 16:9. Of sin, the world. This ain't talking to me. See, you got to know who God talking to. Because They believe not in me. Go to the next verse. Oh, it's okay now. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I am. I found myself. I found myself, see, of righteousness because I go unto my Father and you see me in the morning. When he said righteousness, I know he's talking about me. So, when you miss it, the Holy Spirit going to convict you not of sin. He's going to convict you of your righteousness. Once he convicts you of that righteousness, you're going to experience God's goodness, and you're going to change your mind. The reason you couldn't change your mind because you're trying to change your mind through the law. You see it? Now you see it, right? Yeah, what? See? Now, we were taking the conviction, the Holy Spirit come to convict us of sin. You convicted of sin one time. Got it, Brother John? tell somebody, say, I'm getting free up in here. Hallelujah. Wave one hand, raise it. Wave a hand at me. I'm getting free up in here. The Word doing it. The Holy Spirit doing it. Go to the next verse, 11th verse. Of judgment. Now that's Satan. That happened at the cross. He already judged. If you know you already judged, you know you already defeated. Because the prince of this world is judged. Not me. I'm not judged. It's the prince being judged. Now, let's go. So Jesus wouldn't let us give too much interpretation. Go to the next verse. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Go to the next verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Keep reading. 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall what? Yeah, because now you're from under all that condemnation, you can see. Go ahead, go to the next verse. 16, go to 16. Come on, let's roll. Is there 16 in that verse, chapter? Then it got stuck back there? In a little while. And you shall see me, not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to Father. Keep rolling. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, what is that he said unto us a little while, and yet shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to my Father. My goodness. My goodness. Now, I want you to see this. The power of having a clear conscience. Turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 1. Romans 9 and 1. The power of having a clear conscience. See, as long as you believed in condemnation, you couldn't have a clear conscience. As long as you believe that sin can take an advantage of you, you can't have a clear conscience. Sin cannot take advantage over you because you got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. You got the love of God wrapped around you, and you got the favor of God in front of you. I'm blessed. The power of having a clear conscience that is so valuable to the believer's walk with God. Let me give it again. Now listen, you listening? The power of having a clear conscience that is so valuable to the believer walk with God. See, when you don't have a clear conscience, you can't really walk with God. And that's Satan. Satan deceive you to make the mistake, then take the mistake and use against you. That's the way you work. Say, tell somebody that's the way you work. Tell somebody next day that's the way you work. And tell them, I know he have worked on you sometime or another. Yeah, just tell the truth. I know it. Yeah. But now you know better. Don't ever stop coming to church. You're a believer. Don't ever stop. I don't I don't care if you kill 4 dogs and 2 cats and 3 men. Keep coming to church. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop coming to the house where you hear, get fed and get led and then get directed by God's Spirit and God's Word. What? I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience is clear. So also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. My conscience bear witness in the Holy Ghost. I cannot be condemned because Jesus was condemned for me. Jesus was judged for me. Jesus died in my place. Jesus was sick in my place. Jesus was broke in my place. Jesus took my punishment. My punishment is over. I cry grace, grace to every mountain that come in my life. I don't know about you, but I'm a free man. I'm not a slave to this world. I'm not a slave to Satan. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm a free man. Somebody better let me preach up in here. Boy, you're getting blessed. I can see it all in your eyes, man. You know, all those stuff they've been preaching to us, man. You know, you come Sunday, you get a little shouting, you might sing a little song, you get a little happy. But you know you done made a mistake, and then, you know, your child might be done got pregnant or something like that, or somebody in your family done something wrong, and then you feel embarrassed and shame. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed about. Grace removes shame. I trust the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Not in him in all your ways. Bible said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. Mind, the whole Bible come alive. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord said, I'm always with you. No condemnation. Isn't that wonderful? How many of y'all ever made a mistake? I got my hand up with you. This is my message. God still loves me. Unconditionally, he still loves me. I'm still his child. Hallelujah. His power is still available to me. I still have authority. I still can speak the mountain, and they will obey me. I'm a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Give somebody a high five. Tell them don't lose that. Don't lose that. Don't lose that. Glory to God. Don't lose that. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Use it. Don't lose. Don't lose it. Use it. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Jesus loved me. God loved me. The Holy Spirit loved me. Hallelujah. All right, get your pen. Get ready. Come on, quick. I'm going to preach a few more minutes. Glory to God. Who you laughing? I'm laughing at the devil. He thought he had us. He thought he had. We're getting a breakthrough. Glory to God. He won't put all that old guilt on us. Hey, hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Free at last. Free at last. Good. Woo. Glory to God. Every person leaves here guiltless. Paid in full. I don't have to tell men my shortcoming. Man didn't die for me. Jesus died for me. Do you love him? If you love him, turn around two times. Yeah, he's so kind and forgiving, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody help me scream up in here. Wow! Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to give you one more. We'll take up next Sunday. Glory to God. Glory, glory. I say glory. Y'all don't know how to say glory? Glory. Glory is stir God up. When you say glory, stir the spirit of the Lord up. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Ooh, glory. Getting better all the time. Getting better all the time. Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. All right, let me give you one more and I got to close. One more. What time it is? 11:20. How long have I been preaching? An hour and what? What? I was supposed to quit in about 40 minutes. What time? How long have I been preaching now? Hour and 10 minutes? No, I got to go. I got somewhere I got to go. I got to go somewhere. What is that? What's that? Pull the mic a little. All right, let me get in one. Let me get in one more. Come on. Let's say, John, you get ready to receive the offering. And you serve the communion. Because I finished, I'm gone. And Harold, you give the invitation. When I finish, you get up here and give the invitation. John gonna receive the offering. And Calhoun gonna serve communion. And I'm gone. I got somewhere to go. I got somewhere I'm taking my family. I gotta get out of here. I preach to y'all. Y'all can't hold me. Y'all can't hold me. I'm gonna give y'all this one. If these boys getting played, these boys going to take care of it. And I had many more I can call on, you know. So y'all just stay prayed up. They ain't had no idea they're going to be doing this. You better pray fast. Now, in this position, listen to me, what we talked about, your confidence is about to be taken through supernatural level. 21 John 3:19. Come on back there. Don't go to sleep back there. Hereby we know that we are the truth and shall show our hearts before him. Go to the next verse. Watch this. I want you to see this. For if our heart condemn us, who will? God. What? What is? What is? Greater than what? So that means he's greater than what? Condemnation. And knoweth all things. And then the Holy Spirit just told me something he really know. Huh? He know you his child. God, no matter what I do, God can't disown me. And no matter what Leroy Jr. do, they call him Buck for short. And no matter what he does, I can't disown him. He's still my child. Leroy break into three banks. It's in the top headline in the Morning Advocate. I'm going to come here next Sunday because he's broken them three banks and tell y'all he's not my son. I'll be lying. God cannot say I'm not his son. Why? Because I was born to him. He the one gave me the power to become his son, John 1:12. He can't disown me. Go to the next verse. Let's see. The next verse. I got to close, man. Come on. Yo, get in the car. I'm coming out of here. Woo! Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to 22. Let me go quick. And whatsoever we should. Uh-oh. See, if my heart is not condemned, if Satan can't pull this on me, then whatsoever we ask, here we go, we receive of him because we keep his commandment and do those things that are preaching. His commandment is the commandment of love. It's not the Ten Commandments. Love the Lord thy God, because he gave me his love in Romans 5:5. See, he's actually loving himself through me. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I do things that are pleasing in his sight. Even if I miss it, I'm doing things pleasing in his sight. Because when I do things, when I miss it, the Holy Spirit tell me, he said, no, that's not you. You're righteous. I said, I'm sorry. I got one more for you. I'm going to show you. Come on. All right. Shana, stop calling my name, Shana. What happened to Daddy? Daddy know. I got some expensive tickets, too. I better get up out of here. Somebody might take my seat. Go to the next verse. And this is this commandment. See, that's a commandment. Not the Ten Commandments. That we should believe on the name. That's it. Believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has given us commandment. That's the commandment, see? So you read that wrong. Now you think, thou should not kill, thou should not lie. No, he's not talking about that commandment. Boy, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Y'all know what to do up here. Come on, honey, let's go. Huh? Oh, give him the mic.
Praise God.